The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 6:43.
We get it. You've got a busy life. Family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this fine day. I'm so happy you're here. And thank you so much for all of the positive support I'm getting on Spotify and iHeartRadio and iTunes. You rock. That is all. So today I have an interesting limiting beliefs question that came in. We had somebody write in and she had identified a money block that she had. And she said, I think I've got this limiting belief, or I think I've got this money block where I realize that if I did get rich, I would feel guilty and I'd feel bad if I didn't give all my extra money to people, especially my friends who didn't have as much. And then she goes on to say, this is not a problem if I keep managing to not have any extra. Can you talk about a helpful way to shift this belief? Great question. And first of all, way to go that you recognized it and that you identified it, because that's most of the way there. Once you figure out, like, oh my gosh, I've got this belief. I really think this is blocking me, or this is a stopper. Like, that's almost all of the battle. You're most of the way with that. So what to do about it once you identify that it's there? So first of all, I'd like to make a statement and acknowledge that giving does feel good. And we know that. And that's part of the reason why when you think about your friends or people that you'd like to give money to, it feels good. And you think, like, it would be great to be able to do that. And you're thinking, I might never get rich because I would always be giving my money away. And so I want to just take a second here and talk about what it means to be rich. Because I think sometimes this culture gives us this idea that being rich means that you've got this big pile of money sitting in a swimming pool that you're swimming in every day, like Scrooge McDuck. Or that there are these big piles and piles of money with lots of zeros behind them in a bank account just sitting somewhere doing nothing. And perhaps for some, that is the definition of being rich. But I think most of the time in this sandbox, because I work with so many people who are really understanding energy, understanding flow, understanding the meaning of abundance now, like we're getting better and better and better at this. Abundance really looks more, instead of like a still lake that's just sitting there filled with water, as much as I love lakes being from Minnesota, it's more like a river. So it's more about being able to handle the flow of money that comes in. More money is coming in, more money may be going out. More money is coming in, and more and more and more, more money may be going out. Think about someone like Oprah. She has so much money flowing into her. She is allowing in so much money, making it in so many ways. The magazine, the network, endorsements, all of these different ways that it's coming in. And equally, she is flowing a lot of money out. Think of how many people are on the payroll at all of her different companies. Think about the amount of money that is spent running her network. So becoming rich, getting more and more rich, isn't stagnant. And obviously, I don't claim to be the premier expert on this. I'm not making what Oprah Winfrey's making. But I can tell you that as I have watched myself grow and develop at each level of abundance, I see that this is really about managing the flow. Managing the flow in, managing the flow out. Feeling abundant as it comes in, feeling abundant as it goes out. And so I want to go on record as saying that to you, because this isn't necessarily a debate about I'm rich when I've got a big stockpile in a swimming pool full of gold coins. That's the day that I get to put the label on and say, okay, I'm glad I asked Dana that question on the show that day, because now I can officially stamp myself as I am rich. I've got a swimming pool filled with gold coins, right? It doesn't work like that. So that's point number one, just to acknowledge that abundance and money is about flow. Point number two that I want to make, and I know you're going to hear this clearly because I know who sent this in, and I know you're a very good energy worker yourself, and you are a high-level brain trainer. And so I want you to think about what you're really saying with this belief. What are you really saying? What it kind of sounds like is, if I had money, I would have to give it to my friends who didn't have any, because they could never really have money. They could never really be capable of getting what they want on their own. They would really need me to do it. So I know you don't really think that, but in some ways, that's kind of what it feels like. And not just from you, but from any of us who think that, you know. And this is a question that's really near and dear to my heart, because I feel this way too. You know, sometimes I see, oh my gosh, I should help that person, whoever that person might be, fill in the blank. But then I realize, you know, that person is awesome, and that person is capable, and that person can take herself as far as she wants to take herself. And she has the ultimate ability to do it as a brain trainer, and knowing how her brain works and knowing all the different ways that she can manifest and think about things differently and allow things to come to her. And so your friends also have that ability. When we say to ourselves, like, I need to give my money away to them because why? Because they don't have it, because they're never going to have it, because they can't possibly get it, because they have no avenue of getting it, because they're not capable, because they don't have all the abilities and skills that I do, because they don't have any connection, because they don't have luck. I mean, think of how horrible all of those sentences, all of those words I just said. Isn't it a big old feel bad? It's a big old feel bad to feel like, if I don't give this person this money, then he or she is not going to be able to do it. Ugh, I just hate that feeling that comes with that. So point number three is, what do you really want to be thinking? What do you really want to be thinking as you have more and more abundance come in? Because this is the train your brain step. This is the part where you get what you want step. This is the part where your friends get what they want. When you can start telling the new story, a story like, I'm enjoying making more and more money. I love watching how it flows in new and interesting ways. I like how it comes in and I like how it comes out. And I like how relaxed I'm feeling with it. It feels so good to be in more control of my flow. It feels so good to be more in control of my thoughts. It feels so good to be more allowing of my thoughts. It feels so good to see others and know that they have the potential too, and to see others doing it. It's so fun to look around me and watch my friends grow as I do. It's so interesting how the more I learn about the flow of abundance, the more my friends learn the flow of abundance. I love that the money is flowing to them and the money is flowing to me. And I love that when the money flows into me, I think of new and interesting ways for it to flow out. And I know when I'm giving from a place of pure positive energy. I love that feeling of allowing money in and allowing it out. And I love seeing my friends have that same experience of allowing money in and allowing money out. It feels so good for all of us to be getting better and better at this at the same time, and for all of us to be living in our true purposes and are having our desires manifest and move on the path to our dreams and our goals. I know that you get this because I know that you are a very good brain trainer, and I know that all of those yucky statements that we were talking about with your friends, you don't think that and you don't want to think that. And so this is what it means to be a master brain trainer. What it means is to be able to catch ourselves when we have those beliefs, shift them around, tell the new, more interesting, more positive, more open, more allowing, beneficial story that's beneficial for ourselves and for others. This is the fun of being a brain trainer, and this is the fun of allowing abundance to flow. And I know that you have totally got this. And in fact, I'm going to tell you something. So quick side note here. First of all, for everybody that is new to the Train Your Brain Sandbox and you want to understand how to shift limiting beliefs around money, go to danawild.com/toolkit. danawild.com/toolkit. And you can get the Discover and Shift Your Limiting Beliefs toolkit. And it's even got like the top 80 money beliefs and all of this good stuff in there, and the counterpart mantras. We've been talking in this episode about giving, because giving does feel good. And telling these stories, these new stories about people, it doesn't mean that you're not going to allow money to flow and you're not going to give. You are going to give, and you're going to find the best ways to do that. You're going to find the best ways when it's 100% feel good and you're doing it just for the pure joy of it, not because you've got any story attached. So that's the good news. When you're thinking all those positive thoughts, the timing is just right and you know exactly when to do it. On the flip side of the coin, I know for myself, besides having to really feel good about the money that's flowing and feel good about how it's flowing out, I've also had to learn to be a good receiver. And so on the next episode, I want to talk about receiving, because we had somebody write in asking about this because they've got money coming to them that feels like it's got strings attached. So it doesn't feel so good to receive when it's coming that way. So come next time, and the whole episode, we're going to talk about receiving money in bigger and bigger quantities. Ooh, we like that idea, don't we? Yes, money in bigger and bigger quantities. Easy in, easy out. That's how we do it.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.